Hello.
May I speak with Jack, please?
Yes, I'm Jack.
Jack, this is Teresa Berkmeyer at Cigna. And I am I'm really confused about this situation. I'm looking at a you called about a patient named Genevieve Corral.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, I am looking at an authorization and an operative. I'm looking at an operative note that was done on this patient at Methodist Germantown on the 21st. And so I'm very confused about your request, because when I looked at, I'm looking at the electronic medical record, and it says the procedure performed was the hysterectomy, BSO, dissection, and so I'm very confused that you're calling after the procedure requesting another date. It's very confusing, and I've already told somebody that this morning. I said I voided the authorization that was requested because the patient's had the procedure. They're in the hospital now, you know.
Yeah, but actually that's the reason, because I don't know what is the reason, but the treatment is not given on that day, and now it has been rescheduled.
But I'm looking at an a surgery note.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the hospitalization.
Yeah. you got the correspondence letter, right? Which is mentioned that the surgery has been rescheduled on the 1st August, right?
And hold on, just.
Yeah.
Let me see, just a second. I see a pre-procedure note, progress note.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Procedure summary. Anesthesia start date, 4 p.m. on the 21st.
No, it's not given.
Hey.
Yeah, what is the reason, I don't know, but as of now, we received the information that the surgery has been not given, and it has been rescheduled on the September 25th. So, if you are not initiating new, so just change the date.
Hold on one second. I'm looking to see.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that. I'm sitting here looking where a physician has actually done the doctor has done an operative report. A doctor, hold on.
Yeah, one of our representatives, the name is Lisa R., who can...
no, it says that it was, there is a... Surgeon Dr. Laura Harbin has done this surgery. She has a note in this chart, unless she documented in the wrong case. I mean, I'm seeing where there is actual a procedure was done. So I'm not issuing another authorization. I mean, the procedure has been done. It's in the chart. I'm actually looking in the chart.
For the procedure 58150, am I correct?
CPT, you're asking for the CPT code?
Yes.
Hold on. Yeah, well, that would be it for hysterectomy. But, yeah, they've done staging. They've done everything. So Dr. Laura Harbin, GYN Oncology, saw her.
Okay.
So I don't know what... Mm-hmm. And then there is a progress note.
Actually, we received the information and it's not done yet. And that's the reason I'm voicemail.
It says post-op day number one. She's had the procedure. And this is another doctor, a Dr. Naruzzi. So I don't know who, I don't know what you're being told, but I'm looking at an actual operative report.
Okay, so you received the progressive
report. It's been done.
Right?
Yeah, she's had it. That's why I avoided your request. It's no need for it. It's been done already. But I guess your physicians need to contact whoever it is that's following the patient at the hospital. And at this point, it's somebody there. This is a resident physician, but it looks like a Dr. Laura Harbin did the encounter yesterday, and made a note at 7:30 p.m. last night.
Okay, so no issue. Give me some time. If they receive any information regarding the surgery and all. So,
yeah, I mean, you can look in the, if you have, if I'm sure your physicians have access to the Epic system at Methodist. They can just go in and pull it up and look at it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or maybe you have access to it. I don't know.
Yeah. So as of now, you are not able to avoid or cancel this authorization because it already...
Well, the
right.
Authorization was, the authorization that you built has been canceled because the procedure's been done.
Okay.
On the night, the patient came in on the 19th and the procedure was done on the 21st.
Okay.
And the authorization for the current inpatient admission for Methodist Germantown is IP 245 271-5100, but we're not issuing another authorization. It looks like she did staging and everything from what I can tell.
Yeah, I can understand. Okay, no issue.
And if they need to call me back, just tell them to call me back.
Yeah.
But there is no, the other off, the one that ended in 228 has been voided because there was no need for it.
Yeah.
The patient came to the emergency room and was having issues. And so they went on and admitted her, and then just went on and did the surgery.
Okay, no issue. Let me see and confirm, and after this, seeing all the scenario, I will call you back on the Monday. Okay, no issue.
Right, and who and which office are you calling from?
Laura Harbin office, the same.
Oh. Well, she should know that she did the surgery.
Yeah,
I'm very confused. Her name's in the chart. She's getting paid, but under another authorization.
Yeah, because the another representative.
The original one had been scheduled, but she came in sooner. She came to the emergency room, and so the hospital loaded their own authorization.
Yeah, because
and then,
the other rep is working on this case.
And the other one was pending. And so then I reviewed that and then voided that because there's no need for it.
Yeah, I can understand. Because the another rep is working on this case, that's why we don't have a proper idea. So I'm concerning them, and after that, I will call you back, okay?
Alrighty. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, just provide me your number, please.